Why I stopped calling myself anything. I just want to be real, with no labels attached. By Steve Martin. When people ask about religion, most folks answer with a label. Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu. Each one says something about who we are and who we're not. If you say Christian, the questions get narrower. What kind? Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Catholic? And from there, we can usually predict a person's beliefs, how they'll act, what they'll wear, maybe even who they'll vote for. Back when I was growing up, we were part of the Nationwide Fellowship of Mennonites. That was our tribe. We had our own conferences, our own circles, our own sense of belonging. We visited each other's churches and called it fellowship. And in a way, it was. But it was also a way of saying, we're not like them. We do Mennonite better than them. That's the thing about names. They include and exclude at the same time. If I'm a believer, that means someone else isn't. If I'm a follower of Jesus, it means that someone else must not be. And tucked inside all of those distinctions is a subtle whisper. I've made better choices than you. I don't buy it anymore. I don't call myself anything. I'm just a regular guy. A husband, a dad, a grandfather, a coworker, a neighbor, a friend. I have good days and bad ones. I miss the mark, I misunderstand, I mess things up. Yes, I've come to see things that have changed my life. But I didn't earn that. I didn't study enough or pray enough or believe enough to get there. Whatever I've seen, Father showed me. Whatever I have, He gave me. Before the disruption of the world, He wrote my place in the story. So if I slap a label on myself, it's like taking credit for what He did. It's saying, I'm here because I chose right. And that's not true. I don't want anyone, family, friends, neighbors, strangers, to feel like I think I'm better, wiser, or more spiritual than them. Because I'm not. I just want to treat people kindly, generously, without agenda. I don't want anyone to feel like my project. I just want them to feel loved. So when someone asks, what are you, spiritually speaking? I don't really have a label that fits anymore. I'm not trying to draw lines around belief or belonging. I've learned that God's love doesn't create insiders and outsiders. It pulls everyone closer until the lines disappear. I don't have all of the answers, and I'm okay with that. I just know that whatever name I might choose could never hold the fullness of who we all are in Him. I'm one of us, all of us, held together in God.